The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
This is The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
It really is No More Mr. Nice Guy for Mark McGowan. The Premier yesterday announced mandatory vaccination for all sorts of WA workers, from Bunnings staff to bartenders and everything in between. More than 1 million West Aussies will need to be fully vaxxed by January 31 or face losing their jobs. They'll also face the prospect of a $20,000 fine, and their employer could cop a $100,000 fine if they don't enforce the new jab rules. Even though McGowan has handballed the responsibility for enforcing it to businesses, the Premier is definitely starting to take a tougher line on the unvaxxed. And you know what? That makes him more of a state daddy than ever. Not in the weird sexual way that quite frankly makes me extremely uncomfortable. I'm talking in the parental sense. Right now, he's a parent who has given his kid a final warning. Little Timmy, I'm not going to ask you to pack up your toys again. You've got till the count of three to do it, or no dessert for you. But as any parent knows, the worst thing you can do is threaten a punishment and not follow through with it. All it does is teach the kid they can get away with anything. That's where WA is right now with this new mandatory vaccination rule. It's all well and good to have a no jab, no job law, but you have to enforce it. And that's going to cost Mark McGowan some of his precious popularity. When thousands of people are facing losing their job, shit is going to get real. But here's the thing. It's necessary. The Premier needs to put his popularity on the line to save West Aussie lives. When COVID is in WA, which is inevitable when the border reopens, being vaccinated could be the difference between life and death, and that's worth sacrificing a few percentage points in the opinion polls. So good on the state daddy for laying down the law and finally giving us some tough love.